Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. And Lord, we just thank you that we can come together to be washed by your word. And in being washed by your word, Lord, may our hearts be renewed in our love for you. And as you show us what you need us to do and what you want us to do in our lives, give us the strength and the ability to make the changes in our lives that are pleasing to you. And so we ask that the word this morning light our path and keep us in the way that we should go and cause us to mature in you. We pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we continue to look in the book of James at the ethical aspects of Christian life. In other words, how Christians should be. What does God require from us? What do we as Christians, how should we conduct our lives? Because the Bible says that you will know them by their fruits, by their actions, by their lifestyle, and last week we saw by how they speak. Last week we looked at the tongue, a reflection of the heart. And this week we carry on with the tongue, but we're going to be looking at the lying tongue, the lying tongue. You see, the issues of the tongue is very serious to the Lord. So open with me again to James chapter 3, and let's read a few verses from that chapter. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. And the book of James says that we must be doers of the word. In other words, it's not enough to be born again and then carry on doing what you did in the world. There has to be some actions with your faith. There has to be some evidence that you are born again, that you are Christian, that you are different. He speaks about controlling the body and directing your life. Verse 3, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. So the bit turns the horse's body, the direction of the horse, and also ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm wherever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. The tongue can do great damage in your life. Your tongue can cause you to go to heaven, or your tongue can cause you to go to hell.